Ewan Roberts, location manager for Doctor Who there, and Ewan joins me now. Hello, Ewan, how are you?
Hi, Jace, how are you doing?
Very nice to see you. I've had this text from Philip Barry, who says, Jace, good afternoon to you. If the TARDIS can travel anywhere through space and time, how come it usually ends up in a quarry somewhere? It's a good point.
Very good point. We've got a few quarries in South Wales. We do like a quarry on Doctor Who.
We love a quarry.
We do.
So let's ask you a few fundamental basic questions of Doctor Who. Not going to put you on the spot, but what was your first memory of Doctor Who?
Probably when I was probably 9 or 10, maybe 11. I think Tom Baker was probably the Doctor Who I remember mostly, with his long scarf and curly hair. But to be honest with you, I wasn't a big Doctor Who fan.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's amazing how it's sort of evolved since I was a little boy. Yeah.
Now you are a massive Doctor Who fan because you're the location manager
for Doctor Who.
For all those executives who are listening to this programme right now, Ewan loves Doctor Who.
I do love it.
He loves it. So I'm absolutely right in saying, aren't I, that one of the great things about watching Doctor Who now, especially since it's been made by BBC Wales, is, and I watch it with my children as well, is looking around at the show and saying, whoa, look at that, that's the city centre.
Absolutely. Since it started filming in Wales, probably what, 2004, 2005, it really has put South Wales on the map. You know, it's just fantastic when you see the TARDIS sort of packed up outside the City Hall or outside, you know, Howells or anywhere. You know, if you live locally, when you see that blue box in your sort of street or in your in your area, it's just, it's a good feeling.
It's a dream job for you, isn't it? Being a Welsh boy and the programme being made in Wales and you live just round the corner.
Absolutely.
Doctor Who is on your doorstep.
No, it's fantastic.
Doctor Who came to you. You didn't go looking for Doctor Who.
No, it is a dream job. Absolutely. You know, a little boy from North Wales, come down to Cardiff in 96. And then, I've been doing this job since 2010. I took over from Gareth Skelding, who did a great job.
I know him very well.
You know Gareth, I know you do.
Gareth from my cricket team, yeah.
That's right.
Skelding listens to Radio Wales as well, so
I
he's
know.
Probably driving around.
That's why I dropped that one in there for him.
I didn't see him much this season. I think he's lost the plot.
He's got
a
bad knee, I think.
He's got a bad knee, it's useless.
So, yeah, I took over in 2010, and there was two of us, me and Nicky James, we were doing it together, basically. And, yeah, it's a fabulous job,
Yeah.
Where can you go every day? We go into amazing sort of locations, Victorian. We go to the quarries and, trying to find, Mars or any planet.
Yeah.
In sort of rural
incredibly
Cardiff.
Busy though. I remember Gareth telling me just how busy he was, and going back to the fact that he plays cricket. Some days he'd say, "Yeah, I'll be there." Actually, then all of a sudden he wouldn't be able to be there simply because there was a late filming schedule.
Well, when we found the locations and when we are filming, our day starts. If we were on an 8 o'clock start, we finish at 7 o'clock. But the locations department, we start at 6 o'clock, so we got to make sure we're there 2 hours before just to get everybody packed up, make sure there's wherever we're filming is ready for us, and then we finish filming at 7. Obviously, there's obviously going to be some clear up. We might be there till 9, 10 o'clock. So when we are filming, it is a long day.
And how does it work as far as procedure is concerned? Do you have to make those applications then to the local authority and the council to shut off roads, or do you have people who do that for you?
No, we do that. That's probably that's the biggest part of the job, really. Obviously, you find the location and, you can find the perfect location, but can you service it?
Can you pull it off?
Can you pull it off, mm. So that's the important part of the job. We're quite lucky in South Wales. We've got the backup of the local authorities, council, police. They embrace Doctor Who, which is a good thing.
Well, they have to, especially when you're getting people from Kansas and Mexico coming to Wales.
That's right.
To see this exhibition, that they have to. They realise that actually Doctor Who is a very big thing as far as attracting inward investments through tourism.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's so it's part of the job is, you've got to... when I read that script where you've got, to have a big road closure, that's the kind of juicy sort of episode that we as location managers want.
Mm.
You can film in a factory in Newport or Cardiff and you can, it's fine, it's great. Mm. But when you get the big... I remember I worked on the 2011 Christmas special where we had to film a lot in Bristol. It was Victorian London, and it was all covered in snow. And, we had to close off Corn Street in Bristol. We had to close off Portland Square, which is really busy areas of Bristol. And that's a buzz of the job, where you've, it's taken you sort of 4 or 5 weeks just to get the process going and, just to see that sort of, on the day you see everything just... just falling into place.
And what is the process then? So you get the script and you are told then that the producer wants a specific type of location. Is that, do you have a dialogue with the exec producers?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We have a script. Then we have what we call a tone meeting where everybody sits together in a room.
Is this the script that gets hand-delivered to you?
Or do you
get a special script?
We get a special script.
Because when I had my starring role as a newsreader a couple of times, a script was actually hand delivered to my house.
Was it? I don't get it hand delivered.
Hand delivered.
It gets hand delivered to me in the office, but right. not yeah. at home.
I had a knock
on
the
door. It has got your name.
Yeah, your name's yeah.
Which
it's got a watermark on it.
Which
yeah,
is absolutely. Which makes you very, very, very.
Yeah, knock
careful.
On the door. I went to the door. Hello, hi. This is your script for tomorrow. When you work in the world of radio and news and sport, scripts are. You write them in the morning.
But when you got your name on it, you can't leave it. You can't leave it anywhere, can you?
Maybe I should tell the producer who is putting this show together right now. I want my script hand delivered the night before a radio show
with your name on it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I write my own scripts on this program. I write everything here. I bet Tennant and Smith they get their scripts handed to them, don't they?
Oh, they do. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah. So sorry, I interrupted you.
So no. You know, we get a script. We have a meeting, and then we then have a discussion between number one, the director, who's in charge of making, making it all work. And then the production designer, he plays a massive role in this as well. And we've got a fantastic production designer in Michael Pickwood. And then we work closely together to find the perfect location. And let's go back to Bristol, for instance. We would then go to Bristol, we find the location, we choose the one we want to use, and we choose the road that we want to close. It's then over to me then to contact the council direct. In Bristol, they've got a film office over there. So, you know, there's another recce. And it's just, it takes time.
Presumably, there's a fee involved. They get paid as well,
They get paid, quite a lot. Because what you've got to take into consideration is, obviously, there's a fee to close the road to get the licence. Then you've got to employ a traffic management company to do the signs. So there's a fee for that. There's a fee for the locations, because we closed down part of St. Nicholas Market, which is a busy market, so there was a fee, loss of earnings for the traders there.
But what about the episode where you filmed at Lavernock Point as well? That must have been incredibly difficult.
Which one was that?
When you filmed on the beach?
Oh, Southern Down. That was okay. We did the dinosaurs episode there. That was actually quite straightforward because it was in January.
You had very high tides.
It was such a high tide, and that's another big problem you've got when you're filming anywhere tidal. Is you think low tides at sort of 11 o'clock. Hmm. 11 o'clock comes and that tide is not going out. That's what happened on this day anyway. It was such a rough day, and we had to that.
Are you always on the lookout for locations?
Always on the lookout. Yeah,
wherever you're driving around, you're talking to your mates in the pub.
Yeah, absolutely. When I'm in the car, my wife Leanne, she's with me, and she's actually quite good at finding locations. Yeah. I remember I was looking for on one episode. We were doing the White House episode. I was looking for the toilets, the White House toilets, and I really couldn't find one. And I sent my wife out on a little scouting mission for me. And she came back with a couple
of suggestions. What did she find?
Well, she suggested the coal exchange, which is right under my nose, and I didn't think of it. And so I give that one to my wife, Leanne.
Which doubled up as the White House toilets.
In
the coal exchange.
In the coal exchange, yeah.
And do you find that there are people who are big Doctor Who fans who find out where the locations are and they go to that toilet just to say that they've sat on the toilet that was filmed in Doctor Who?
There's a website out there, Doctor Who Locations Guide, I think.
Really?
Where these proper fans, they're real enthusiasts, and they've set up a fantastic website. I actually use this website for my own reference, to be honest with you.
Because
they all the Doctor Who episodes, they've got a picture and a reference of which episode, what characters. And I have actually used that as a reference, because it's very good.
It's been great to see you. Thank you very much indeed.
No problem. Thank you
for coming on the programme.
No,
much appreciated. Wish you the very best. Thank you very much indeed. That's the man who finds all the locations, along with his wife, for Doctor Who, Ewan Roberts.